When I heard the pickup slowing down, I sat up and looked out. Sure enough, we were approaching the town of Twitchell. This was where Slim and Loper came to buy windmill parts and ranch supplies, and where Sally Mae came to shop for groceries and clothes. It was a huge and exciting place. Hundreds of people lived there, maybe even thousands. Main Street was long and wide, crawling with cars and people, and it had every kind of store and shop you could imagine. Two drug stores, a five and dime store, three hardware stores, and several stores that sold clothes and stuff. Oh, and there was even a livestock auction on the north end of town, near the grain elevator. The grain elevator was the tallest building in town, a big round white structure that you could see from miles away. It was a building for grain, not people. They used it for storing wheat, don't you see, after it was harvested in the summer. We dogs didn't get to come to town very often, and for us it was a pretty big deal. It gave us a chance to see new sights, to bark at new dogs, and, well, there was always the chance that, while motoring down Main, we might even catch a glimpse of a lady dog or two. Pretty exciting, huh? You bet it was. And as we made our way down Main Street, I found myself sitting a little higher in the spare tire, holding my head at a prouder angle, and, you know, putting on my best appearance, just in case we saw one. Lady dog, that is. The lady dogs are very impressed by any dog who rides in the back of a pickup. Maybe you didn't know that, but they are. And the kind of pickup that impresses them the most is the very kind we were riding in. A big four-wheel drive ranch rig with mud flaps on the back that's pulling a stock trailer. I don't know what it is about mud flaps, but the women just go nuts over a dog who owns a big four-wheel drive pickup with mud flaps. So I was definitely on the alert. And sure enough, when we were stopped for a red light in the middle of town, I glanced to my left and saw Mercy. She was a golden retriever, sitting up in the front seat of a yellow car. A green car. Who cares? It was a car. She was gorgeous. Long flowing ears, deep brown eyes, a shiny coat of hair, and a wonderful long nose.